This is Kathleen.
And this is Eric.
And this is episode 118 of ThirstyCast.
And we're, this time around, we're just going to catch up.
Yeah, we're in the same room too, which is nice.
Yeah, which is really nice. So hopefully the audio is a little bit better than it usually is.
Yeah, and hopefully we don't like trip over each other the way we do sometimes when we're not in the same room.
Yeah. So easy to do.
Yeah.
Like when we're doing it by FaceTime. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. We just watched Troll 2.
It is agonizingly bad.
Oh my God, it was so bad, but it's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
I wanted a really bad movie, and it was terrible.
I didn't know acting could actually be that bad.
That you could act so much with your eyes.
Mm-hmm. And still convey not a lot.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. If you like terrible movies, it's worth a watch.
Sure.
And I do like a horrible movie that doesn't make any sense.
The Room.
Yeah, this is a different kind of horrible.
Yep.
But, yeah, this was something.
Oof. Yeah. I'm still a little shell-shocked.
I am, too. I really am. There's also a Troll. There's a first Troll, which apparently has nothing to do with Troll 2.
Right, came out in 1986 and actually had some, like, stars names who you would recognize.
So maybe we should watch that next.
Oh, heavens no.
Okay.
No.
Never mind, I'm not getting a double feature.
Oh, not that double feature.
Okay.
And it's not like, there's this thing that I do sometimes where I'll pick an actor or actress and I will watch that person in something, and then either I'll pick the same person or someone else in the movie I just saw and then go to the next one.
Yeah, no one from this movie.
No one. Yeah, there's no follow-up film for this.
Yeah, that, wow. Oof.
Nobody worked again. Actually, that's not true.
No, apparently some of them did.
Yeah. Wow. So, working through the feelings of
such
that movie.
Strong feelings.
We went thrifting today. I guess we should talk about that, right?
We did. That was kind of our main activity of the day. It was
okay.
Yeah.
A big thing that's happened for me recently is that the woman who owns the antique mall where we have a vintage booth is closing out her current location because she bought another building in a nearby town. So the vintage mall is closing, so we have just a few months to get out of there. So this thing that I've been doing for the last couple years, which is like, oh, if it's cool, I'll buy it with the plan of selling it. And, you know, our sales haven't been great for a few months now. You know, we'll sell, you know, maybe 100 items. You know, we probably have, I don't know, in the booth. We have a lot in the booth. So I've had to make the switch from just buying everything to buying things that I know I'm going to be only using for personal use. And it has been a very long time since that's been the case.
Yeah, and that's a big change because you took the lid off. You really let go with the idea that, I'll just sell it.
Yeah, for years.
Plus, like, in addition to the fact that you don't need to sell stuff, you're also going to have a lot of stuff that you, I assume, don't end up selling as the booth closes.
Of course, yeah.
That you are going to be, like, reincorporating into your home / packing up, maybe getting rid of a few things that you really don't want.
Yep.
But, yeah, you're going to be not thrifting, but you're going to be bringing some stuff home that was in the booth.
And there's obviously a lot there that I really like. Mm-hmm. I just never really had a place for it or, you know, we've got a lot of uranium glass and I love uranium glass. I just don't really collect it. Well, I kind of have a collection if I would choose to with the stuff we have in the booth.
I'm excited. I get to shop the booth, which will be fun.
Oh, yeah. Anything and everything.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, like, we're figuring, like, everybody that we know what we can gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, and, you know, trying to sort of parcel out, you know, we've got one friend who's very mid-century modern.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever we find those kinds of items, you know, we always think of her and her husband. And she just, it was super sweet because, like, we went to visit her house and there's so much stuff that we've passed on that she just it's so sweet. Yeah. She just really appreciates it. And she has such a great style, like her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, God, she's getting all this, like, great stuff, and she's putting it together so much better than I could.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like she incorporates the stuff you've given mm-hmm. them really well, which is nice.
Yeah, she had, for example, she inherited, like, this mid-century dining table.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the linoleum, it's not that
yeah.
kind of dining set, but it's a very, very 1950s wood dining set that's not blonde. It's not like Haywood Wakefield. But it's adorable, and just everything looks, the way she puts things together look great. And comfortable. You know what I mean? She does yeah. a really good job of making it look comfortable.
Yeah, that can end up looking really chilly if yep. you're not careful. Oh, I yeah. think it can look really museum-like and, like, people don't actually live in it.
Or a set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm drinking coffee. It's delicious. So yeah, putting together, like, gift packs for different people. Yeah, just trying to figure that out has been a challenge. And to dial back my own thrifting over the last week has been different.
How do you feel about the end of the booth?
Relieved.
Yeah.
Full on relieved. You know, it was so much fun and it was great kind of doing it at the beginning. And the reason it was fun is because we took the lid off, right? Like, we were, anything we thought was interesting or great, we're like, you know, and our rule of thumb is that ideally, if it felt reasonable and still felt affordable, if we could sell it for at least 2 times and ideally 3 times what we paid for it, then we would do it. There were plenty of things that we really liked but passed up because they were at a price point that where if we doubled it, we didn't think we could sell it.
Yeah.
So it's not like the lid was completely off. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's really drifting into a hoarding situation at this point. Like, once we empty out the booth, it's, you know, just so much stuff.
Well, and I mean, I don't know, maybe if you felt like you were selling more and it was, I don't know, do you feel like if you were making more money, it
yep.
would be more... I mean, literally rewarding, but yep. it would be sort of more motivating.
Actually, more than making the money, if uh-huh. things were moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If we went in and there were tons of empty spaces we had to fill, and yeah. then we could go in and fill them up. But things aren't moving quite that quickly. You know, even a really good month, we'll sell, I think in a great month, we would sell 100 items.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in some of those... sort of quote-unquote one items is a set of 4 glasses.
Yeah.
So you know, whenever people would buy things, it would create space, but not at kind of the rate we're accumulating.
Definitely like, not matching the thrifting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right now, I have 3 paint-by-number Last Suppers.
Oh, my God.
3 of them.
You have a collection.
Uh-huh. Of that particular paint-by-number. So, what is my life?
Your life is drifting into hoarding.
You're yeah, right. yeah. So, I really need to make a sharp turn here
mm-hmm.
and start a decluttering process. Patrick and I are talking about having a big yard sale.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And, you know, with the... There's a flea market that happens every Saturday, a town over.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could get the signage up, because we're only about 10 minutes from that flea market. So we put up signage that's like, you know, 10 minutes this way. Hopefully we would be able to skim off part of that crowd. There's also a new store that opened across the street from the flea market where I think you can do like table rentals by the day.
Oh.
So, you know, we give them, I think it's $20 or whatever, $25.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Oh, right. And then you just throw a bunch of stuff on a table. And at our price point, relative to what's going on in the flea market, like, I think we could do pretty well.
Yeah.
You
could also, I mean, at that flea market, I don't think a table rental is enormously expensive.
The problem with that flea market is that I think they sort of lock you in pretty much for the whole season.
Really?
And they have weird rules like you need a business license.
Oh.
It's so weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because, oh, if somebody's walking through your booth and they, like, fall in a hole and, you know, shatter their femur.
I assume it's probably more about taxes, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, it could be. So that's out. So.
Yeah, okay.
But, well, yeah, so my thrifting has changed.
Yeah, but a yard sale is a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do a couple of those in a summer.
Sure.
And I feel like people up here are looking for yard sales and stuff like that.
Yep. I would really love to do a barn sale because we actually have a barn.
Yeah.
But the problem with barn sales, even though it's like there's something exciting about going into a barn and seeing a bunch of stuff on a table, is that barns are really dark.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, people don't really talk about that. But even when we have the doors fully open and stuff, it's not like...
Well, you could still call it a barn sale and have it outside the barn.
Yeah.
I mean, around the barn, right?
Oh, sure.
Like, people do like the sound of a barn sale.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the fact that you have a barn.
Yeah. For once, right? Yeah.
I mean, what else do you use it for?
Stowing a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we thrifted today.
Yep.
And we went back to the Dig and Save, which is a place that we have loved for years.
And not been to in a very long time.
Yeah, pre-COVID, right?
I know I've been there since COVID.
Okay, I haven't.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I have not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I got there early. I met Eric and Patrick there. I got there early.
Mm-hmm.
I got there 45 minutes before it opened.
Mm-hmm.
And there were at least 10 people already in line outside in 42 degree weather.
Yep.
So I wasn't planning on getting out of my car yet, but I did because I was concerned about the crowds, which really I didn't have to. Like, I mean, it was unnecessary, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weird vibe. I did not love the vibe of it. I'll say more.
I was going to say, please.
So having not been there in a long time, what I will say is it was much clickier than I remember it being. Like, there were a lot of people who obviously go every day. And when I say obviously, they were talking about the fact that they go every day. They are resellers who seem to focus mostly, like, on toys, like, little kind of toys, and newer stuff, not really vintage, but newer stuff. And they are there lined up before it opens every single day.
And you're getting all of this from just eavesdropping.
Absolutely eavesdropping, because I was standing there playing with my phone with nothing to do because I was alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they were just having, like, a very loud conversation in front of me. I was not, like, you know, leaning over to listen to it. It was pretty easy to listen to. But they were also talking about, like, people getting banned from the place because they took items out of other people's hands.
In carts, I think, would be bad enough.
Yes.
But when somebody is physically taking something out of your hands, that's a big problem.
They were talking about a guy by name, and they were like, oh, he's his own worst enemy. And they're talking about how close he would be physically touching you, reaching around you to grab items that he wanted. So, I mean, like, I didn't like the sound of that. And then when the doors opened and people started flooding in and pushing to get to carts and to race to these, it is literally a dig and save. You just dig through bins. To race to these bins, it just gave me the creeps.
There was an aggression to it that there hadn't been in the past.
Yes. And I mean, people always were there early,
waiting
in line before it opened with bags, like ready to go, right? Like ready to hardcore search. This is the place where I usually bring gloves and I bring a bag and I go prepared to like literally dig. But people were digging through these bins, like where toys and like little stuff is, like, I mean, throwing things, not at each other, but just like throwing stuff out of the way. It just, like I said, it had a creepy, icky vibe that I did not like. I really stuck to linens. Had a great time, found a nice quilt that's not perfect, but good enough shape. Enjoyed looking through the linens. Ended up putting kind of a lot of things back, actually, that I put in my cart originally.
Yep.
Like winnowed it down, but still had a great time looking. That area was not scary.
Yep.
you know, people were pretty respectfully looking and giving each other space, and there was no grabbing. But I took a quick walk through that other area, and yuck. Did not like it at all. Eric said it himself, like, I don't feel like I'm missing anything by not going there.
Yep. Well, and it's hard because those are the exact same bins. Like when we talked about Sock Monkeys a few episodes ago, it was there that I found a Sock Monkey, and I was just like, oh, you know, I'm digging through it, whatever. Yeah. But it wasn't crowded like this, and there was such a complete disregard for, you know, like I'm standing in front of the bin and I'm digging through, and the person next to me, while they're digging through, is throwing their stuff in front of me.
Yeah. Like, no concern at all for anybody else finding stuff.
Yeah.
Or just being able to look, right? Yeah. Like, just being able to do their own kind of looking.
Yeah, so, it's a weirdly cutthroat.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think that's the challenge, right? Like, when people are looking for things for their business, right? The people in front of me were talking about their eBay business, and one guy was like, I'm ahead for the month, and it's great, and, like, anything I find is gravy, and, like, good for him. But I think when you're there with that kind of pressure to, like, hit a goal or a target, like, that's going to make you, maybe that's going to make you grab stuff out of people's hands if you don't have the wherewithal not to act on that impulse. And I don't need to be a part of that. There's nothing I need badly enough at the thrift store to put up with that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, there's an argument to be made. You know, if
that's
it's
my argument.
If it's getting to the point where it's just like uncivil, I will say about the Dig and Save, their furniture department is always great.
Yeah.
They had a metal lawn chair. I don't know if you saw it.
I didn't.
Oh, it was one of those you know, vintage metal lawn chairs with the chippy paint.
Yeah.
It wasn't in great shape. It was very lopsided, but it was only $10, and you know, I've seen antique shops selling those in that bad or worse of shape for at least twice that.
Yes, and sometimes more.
So
patina.
Yes. The furniture is always good there. Like I frequently have good luck, and in fact ended up buying a chair.
It's also nice the way the furniture, I think, is displayed there, and because it's bigger, you don't have that kind of frenetic pushing and shoving, and it makes it easier to look at it. But yeah, definitely did not love that experience.
I will say, on you know, on the one side, you have the people who are like pretty hardcore and fighting, but then they have dishes and pottery and stuff on the other side, and fewer people are interested in that because it tends to not be in better shape, or it's just stuff people aren't looking for.
Yeah.
So I ended up there finding a vintage Fiesta nesting bowl, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, what, $1.50 a pound? So whatever that ended up costing, I don't know how much it weighed. Our grand total, including a chair, was like $15. So anyway, I got this great bowl. It is very chippy. And they're like new chips, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, probably from the bin experience.
Oh, I'm absolutely sure. Yeah. I'm absolutely sure it was probably in amazing shape. But these fresh chips, so it's very white.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even that yellowed. Mm-hmm. But the plan for that bowl, you know, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh, I love this. I love, you know, it's cobalt, beautiful color. And I'm like, a plant will look great in this.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I actually ended up buying a Harlequin, Homer Laughlin Harlequin plate that I found in yellow. Also has a chip on the underside. I would feel totally comfortable using it as a plate, but I may just use it as a saucer for plants.
Yeah. I got, in addition to the quilt, I got a sheet there, which sounds like a big deal, but fitted sheets. Mm-hmm. I always buy fitted sheets for my bed, and it's Shabby Chic brand, which Target Shabby Chic sheets are my absolute favorite, 100% cotton, and the cotton is such a, like, good quality cotton. I don't think they even sell them anymore. They also are good patterns for me. Like, it's a good color, set of colors that fit really well together, so they mix and match well. But I was very excited about that. I looked it over. No holes, no stains.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, linens, I don't even know what linens are. Abound. less than that
amount. Yeah.
But I was really excited about that. I was like, oh God, if they had any more of these, I would dig through every bin for more fitted sheets from that company, because I love that. So, I mean, that was, I was happy with the things I got. I just...
The experience was rough. Yeah,
did not enjoy it. Where I used to really enjoy that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the digging was so much fun, and, like, the weirdness of the space was fun, but, yeah.
And there was almost, like, a, you know, you would get into this, like, soothing, like, hypnotic. You're just looking through things methodically, but the disruption of the activity level of other people kind of spoiled that from happening.
Yeah.
So in addition to that, we went to, I think, 4 other thrifts. So we had a Restore, which was kind of a dud.
Yeah.
And I didn't find anything there. We went to another, like, real St. Vinny's, not a Dig and Save.
Mm-hmm. Which is a pretty expensive one.
Yep.
And it was true to that.
Yeah, I found good books there.
Yeah.
They organize their books well, and I'll often get, mm-hmm. like, self-help or psychology mm-hmm. books. There are certain books that every time I see them, I will buy mm-hmm. a copy. And I found one of those today. So I was really, mm-hmm. I was excited about their books.
That store is interesting. I don't always like the thing that they're highlighting, but they do sort of special things. They were having a women's trunk, fashion mm-hmm. trunk sale,
mm-hmm.
Which I never understand the term trunk sale.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like they had held back all their designer-y kind of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had designer dresses, shoes, bags, all pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they were labels you would definitely know, not your mm-hmm. Banana Republic or your Gap or your things that sometimes are priced a little higher. They were like real designer things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're into that kind of thing and you're really looking for a certain kind of like, you want a Prada dress.
Yep.
You know, you're going to pay $60 for it, but I don't buy Prada. Maybe that's an amazing deal at the thrift store.
I would have to think.
I would too.
Yeah.
But they do a lot of stuff like that there. Or they'll do like a big prom dress sale.
Yeah.
That's a place that did a big linen sale once that we went to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's interesting that they do that.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely know what they're selling when they do that. You do not get great deals.
Yeah.
But they were doing that today. And then we went to a humane society.
Yep, that was the next one.
That was fun. But they had good, very inexpensive.
Yeah, good prices on things. Because it's a humane society thing, they also have a lot of pet stuff usually. So like, you know, if a person's looking for a cat tree or whatever.
Leashes.
Aquariums.
Pet sweaters.
Yeah.
Sweaters for your dog. I got books for volunteering and a cool funky bag.
I ended up buying 2 pairs of pants. Mm-hmm. There was a pair of sort of like dark gray, you know, business casual,
mm-hmm.
but English Laundry, which is, I don't know, it's a brand that I've mm-hmm. liked. They usually mm-hmm. have like a nice cut, and I don't know. So I have not tried them on yet, though, so we'll see how
Fingers
that goes.
Crossed.
Yeah. And then a pair of flannel-lined jeans that are L.L. Bean for $5, which
nice.
Was a great deal.
Yeah.
They're a little bit long. Mm-hmm. And again, haven't tried them on yet, but a little bit long. But that's helpful because with those flannel-lined jeans, it's sort of nice to cuff them. So you have that little, like...
Pop of flannel.
Yeah, pop of flannel at the bottom.
You're ready for next winter.
Yes. The thing that I really loved about those pants, too...
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I think I said they were jeans, and I'm realizing now that, no, they were not jeans, they were, more like khakis.
Yeah.
But, here's, like, my further steps into old age, which is, like, should be a subtitle of the podcast.
Yeah.
A slightly elasticized waist.
Sansabelt.
Uh-huh. So, first time I've ever owned a pair of pants like that, I'm scared I'm going to love them.
My dad was a fan of the pants with just a little bit of elasticized.
Yeah.
I think they're very comfortable. I mean, as a woman who mm-hmm. definitely has lots of pairs of pants like that, it is very comfortable.
I can't wait.
I think you're not going to want to go back once you try it.
That's my fear. It's my fear.
Yeah.
So then we ate
mm-hmm.
And then headed back. Because mm-hmm. we're in Madison, so we headed back to this area.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way back, we hit St. Vincent de Paul in Portage. Mm-hmm. They're a mix. They have some great prices, and they often have really interesting things. I've gotten incredible deals there. Today I ended up buying this wood block puzzle that I wanted to turn the pieces into magnets because I thought it was really cute.
And I got a little tiny blue glass. It has a name. That glass has a name. It's like Arco. I get it mm-hmm. wrong every time when I price it at work. Arco, yep. Argot or something. Uh-huh. But it had kind of cute deco lines and I really liked it. So I got that there.
Mm-hmm.
And Girl Scout cookies. I bought some Thin Mints from a Girl Scout who was selling cookies.
It just parked out in the back room.
Yeah, she was cute. She was just sitting there reading her book with her cookies. So bought some cookies. And then we made one last stop at a store it's thrifty.
Yeah, it's about 10 minutes from mm-hmm. my house. It's actually like a resale shop, and I think they do consignment. But it's very thrift store-like, and it's certainly at thrift store prices.
Yeah.
Better than thrifts in a lot of cases. And I have found a really mm-hmm. amazing things there, too. Mm-hmm. I found an amazing paint-by-number, which I gave to you, the roses.
Yeah, which was so nice of you.
Oh, yeah. It's, they just, every mm-hmm. once in a while, just something amazing shows up there.
Mm-hmm.
He
got me a yellow vase from there. I got a little pink vase there today. You didn't buy anything.
I was actually sitting here trying to remember if I got anything. I was close to getting a tablecloth, mm-hmm. but then talked myself out of it.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of things I picked up, and I was like, oh, I like this. And it's interesting. A lot of stuff is priced around $4.
Yep.
I noticed, like...
Or $9.50.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
So, there's a very good chance that I'm going to go back for that tablecloth mm-hmm. and back for that planter. I'm kind of already mm-hmm. kicking myself a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
There was a plant pot that was big, like a floor plant size. And it was McCoy. Mm-hmm. You don't run across those. I don't run across those very often.
Good size ones.
Yeah. So, and now that I'm trying to set up sort of a plant area mm-hmm. in our downstairs... and they're all Nuckwood still living.
Yeah, they look good.
Good, 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 good. Oh my God, not nearly as good as yours, but I'm going to chug away.
And yeah, mine have been chugging away for a while.
Yes.
So you're doing great. So that was our thrifting day. It was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't amazing, but it was good. I had fun.
Yeah. Little things here and there. You know, pants, a bowl, you know, just... Well, utility.
And I'm trying to remind myself, you know, sometimes when I'm like, oh, I didn't really buy that much, I keep reminding myself, I don't need that much.
Yeah.
Like if I'm sort of, oh, that wasn't a huge haul of stuff. Like I don't need a huge haul
mm-hmm.
other than it's fun.
Yeah.
But like I don't have space for all that and I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be happier with like one or two really good things that I'm excited about
mm-hmm.
and not... And like I said at the first place, putting things back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe having a cart of stuff and then saying, hey, let's look through this and being a little pickier
mm-hmm.
about the stuff that actually makes it to the register.
Yeah. I'm the opposite of needing anything. I'm like, I'm needing...
I really am too.
Yeah, so badly to declutter that, yeah, anything I bring home, I'm like, okay... I need to be very deliberate knowing what I'm going to use it for. Mm-hmm. Because that's the problem with thrifting. In a lot of cases, it's like, I love this so much, I don't have a place for it, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And
it's too great not to bring it home.
Right. And I need to never do that. Or have the understanding of like, I'm bringing this thing home, here's the thing that it's replacing.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm going to do with that thing.
Yeah, I am always amazed and impressed by people who have that discipline.
Yeah.
Right, like this thing is coming in my house and this thing is leaving.
Yep.
I have never been able to do that.
Yep. There are, as always, there are things on my list that I'm looking for. I'm looking for, in the downstairs, I'm looking for some kind of shelving unit that's shallow enough where it can sit on the ledge in front of the window and that I can put plant pots on.
Yeah, I hear you.
We tried, I'm looking at it now, I have a set of metal shelving.
Yeah.
And I thought for a hot second it would fit on there. And now that I look mm-hmm. at it, you know, I was absolutely kidding myself. It just wouldn't stand in the window. And I suspect what's going to happen is that I'm going to find something way too small, which is fine. Mm-hmm. So long as I can get some, you know, cacti, succulents, yeah, pots of that kind of stuff on there.
Just to give you some height.
Yeah.
To mix it up.
Yeah. Yep. And to have them right up against the window so they're getting optimal light and kind of doing well for themselves. I do have some, you know, again, we're trying to do this whole, like, earthy 1970s theme downstairs. Patrick ran across, I can't remember where he was, but he went to a thrift somewhere and found macrame plant hangers. And one of them is in Burger King brown and orange.
Nice.
Yes. That earthy 70s goodness.
That's going to look great.
Oh, yeah. So I just need to figure out kind of how to suspend it from the ceiling and, you know, make sure it's the right height, which is always the challenge. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I just want a, like, an earth tone haven of mellowness.
Yeah, and comfiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yep.
So that was our day.
Yeah. And that's what's going on lately. By way of catching up. It's great to be in the same room. So much easier than
plus, we got to spend time together.
Of course.
And we have some time together tomorrow. Which is Easter, so there will definitely not be any thrifting tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely no thrifting tomorrow. And in fact, nothing says celebrating Easter like trying on some drag makeup, which we talked about.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Okay, well, you know. Not for me. For her.
Not happening.
You know, when one of the very, very rare occasions, I'm like, oh, it's going to be funny. I'll, like, dress up. And I, like, you know, somebody else put makeup on me, and then I looked in the mirror, and it was like looking at my mother. No.
Sobering.
Yeah, drag should absolutely be legal, just not for me.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. So.
Yeah.
Some other time.
I getcha.
Anywho.
All right, well, thank you so much for listening. I will, you know, we always talk about our social media here. I'm trying to post more on TikTok, and it seems to be paying off, like I did a thrift haul. Recently, I filmed a little bit in our guest room. And I don't have TikTok open, I'm so sorry. But one of the listeners, one of the viewers requested, like, oh, I'd love to see your Afghan collection. And I was like, would you really? So I went into the guest room and I opened up the blanket closet and just filmed the blanket closet. Hoarding.
You have a lot.
I have a lot of blankets that need to be weeded through. And I love the idea of having everything super cozy and that there's blankets everywhere and, you know, you're sort of all snuggled up in them because it gets cold for a very long time in Wisconsin. I overshot.
I was snuggled up in a blanket earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you on TikTok?
Oh, Let's Go Thrifting 1970. So you can find me there on TikTok. Just as sort of a warning, it's a little bit different than ThriftyCast in that I will often insert my own political opinions, those kinds of things. So if you're a person who wants to avoid those, just know that going in.
Instagram is I Love Thrifting, LUV. And Facebook is ThriftyCast.
Yep.
So that's where you can find us.
And I posted there was a couple new posts on I Love Thrifting from today. Mm-hmm. Somebody in 1966 did a painting of a horse that is, like, hair flowing. Like, it's a shampoo commercial. It was amazing.
I missed that.
Oh.
I'll look at
it. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see that today.
Yeah. It was at the Whatnot Shop. And it was up high. And it had, like, the person's name in 1966 written on it. Mm. And, I mean, this horse was, like, all glamour. Yeah. So, anyway, thank you for listening.
Yeah. I was going to say have a great night. But have a great night, day, afternoon, whenever you're listening.
Whenever you're listening. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.